Well, I mean, he's a local guy, number one. Number two, he's high character. And that's before all the football stuff. When we made the calls with all the teams he's been involved with, I mean, they had nothing but good things to say about his character, his work habits, his ability to fit within the team. And like I say, that's before he leads the team in tackles. And so he checks all the boxes.
It looks like the moment isn't too big for him. Is that just kind of a combination? He has pro experience, and is that just his makeup?
Well, I mean, he was fortunate enough to, you know, be in an NFL camp, and he made, I don't know, 22, 23 tackles in the three games he played in the preseason. He's a good football player. He was the team captain and leading tackler on a team that was top four in the United States in Division I. He's a really good football player. He's been put in a lot of big-time positions, and he's handled it well.
You know, he went to the combine. He didn't have to go to the combine. That might not have changed his status with anyone, but he said, I wanted to go and perform in front of coaches and have new times. And then he didn't practice the last day because he was hurt, and he still went on the field and was supporting players. So what did you see from the combine? What really impressed you?
Well, I mean, it's the same things. I mean, in the interview and all the – you know – you're evaluating even when he doesn't know that you're evaluating. So you're watching what he does the entire time. I mean, and like I say, he checked all the boxes. And I think a lot of other people liked him pretty well too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of linebackers off the board for you. Tell me about the other picks with Bonhomme. And
D.K. Bonhomme. One of our guest coaches last year was the special teams coordinator at South Alabama, and so I was able to, you know, retrieve a lot of the information about what went on at South Alabama. He had followed – he was – you know, he played as early on in his career at Indiana, mm-hmm. and then the head coach or the defense coordinator from Indiana went as the head coach to South Alabama, mm-hmm. and he followed. You know, he made some mistakes along the way, but he's a high character kid that just made some mistakes. He's marrying a lawyer, and like he checks all the boxes too. I mean, he's a good kid, and that's before the 37 vertical, and you know, his 235 pound guy that can play a multiple positions. So we'll look at him at rush, we'll look at him at quick, Mike and Will, and we know he can play four teams.
Bradley Halatic, big guy, played long snapper after you picked Luke Burton Cron at UBC. Is that where you see him maybe long term, is long snapper?
Well, I mean, he can long snap, that's for sure. Gives us depth at that position, which is critical. The long snapper a lot of times is not important until you don't have one. And so, you know, that's kind of what we viewed. And then we had him listed as one of the top fullback body types on the board. Didn't run as good as what we had thought, you know, that he probably would. But he's an awful good football player, makes an awful lot of plays. And we look forward to having him with our football team.
Saw a guy, Miembe, later on that you picked up. Was that a guy that stood out for you at the combine, or where did that one?
Well, he was down at Delaware State, and that's the first time we started watching him, you know, some. And then, of course, when we interviewed him, I think that was when things started changing for us. You know, he was a very high-character kid that works extremely hard. You know, when asked if he wanted to go back to school, he was like, nope, I'm not going back to school. He wants to play football. And so that's important to us, is to have guys that can line up and play four special teams and that love the game of football. And that's kind of what we're hunting.
This draft was known to be fairly deep in offensive linemen. You picked up some free agent guys that were former first round. Did that help with maybe needing not to go so heavy into that?
Well, once the guys from the NFL, and we thought that a lot of those five guys or however many it was, you know, we thought that they were going to go to the NFL because they're looking for the same thing we are. You know, when I was in Cleveland, we were looking for the same thing that CFL teams were as offensive line. So, you know, and when those kids tested as well as they did and then they ended up – I mean, it shocks me that the big Buffalo kid didn't, you know, didn't go. Yeah. And so when we saw that happening, I told G, I'm like, what's the odds of these kids being able to come and compete with people with experience anyway? So are we not better, you know, with Grahovic, who's got experience, or with one of those two guys who – once upon a time we're very highly thought of across the league as well, and so we're only looking for the sixth guy. That's right. All we're looking for, and so that's kind of what we, you know, we're looking at, and so that allowed us to go and do what we did during the draft.
Ask you about global pick Mwaga Clements, who really seems like he could step in and do some good things for you.
Yeah, you know, both of the global guys were connections that we had down south. Mike Davis had the kid signed to play arena ball down mm-hmm. or indoor ball at Las Vegas. Then we found out that he could be a global, and so he got, you know, he got his global status, and so it was a no-brainer that, you know, we're going to take a guy that was a, you know, special teams captain type guy at Nebraska that made plays, that started some games at middle linebacker. So, I mean, he's a guy that also can play special teams and has played them at a high level. I mean, Nebraska plays good football. The other kid, I was down at we saw him, one of the receivers at Central Missouri, and I was down there watching, and it happened to be senior day, and there's a kid that looked like Mondo. I look out there, and, I mean, I'm seeing this big old good-looking kid with abs, 300-pounder with abs, and I'm looking, and I'm like – and they say, well, he's from England. So I tell the offensive coordinator, I'm like, man, you need to get that kid to put in his global stuff. So we got that finally done. And so between the two, we feel good that they can come in and compete for jobs. You know, that's kind of what we're looking for.
And he signed an undrafted free agent contract with the Rams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's good enough to go to the Rams. You know, he's a 500-pound bencher, lacks a little bit probably lower body flexibility. He's very explosive, 34 vert for a 300-pounder. But, mm-hmm. you know, he has enough to where they were going to bring him in and take a look at him in the NFL. So we'll see, you know, what happens around the 9th or 10th when he goes down to rookie minicamp.